You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, March 19th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day!
There you go. We have reached the middle of the week, Mr. Zommers. Overcast skies, precipitation coming down here in downtown Madison at the World Headquarters. And so far, Zommers, only in the form of snow. There we are, a little look outside at the street cam, nicely done. The pavement is wet. We see a couple of bikers there, getting a little damp as well. But use your umbrella today if you're going to be in downtown Madison, or most of Wisconsin, as a matter of fact. Weather forecast, in all seriousness, it's going to get a little dicey for particularly people in the Chippewa Valley area down to La Crosse. Those areas could see maybe 6 inches of snow before it's all said and done tomorrow morning. And then also south of Madison towards kind of between Madison and, say, Waukesha area, those places could pick up maybe 4 to 6 inches of snow as well, in between lesser amounts. But there's going to be this transition. About an hour ago, or maybe 2 hours ago, thunderstorms moved through the Madison area here in south-central Wisconsin. As a matter of fact, reports that an apartment on the far west side of Madison was struck by lightning. Madison firefighters were there quickly, and it appears by pictures I've seen online, maybe to the one unit where the lightning struck right above the roof, but otherwise firefighters were able to put it out quickly and no major damage to the entire structure there. So we're going to see thunderstorms today in parts of Wisconsin, and then, you know, slush, ice, and then snow by tomorrow morning. In other words, welcome to spring in Wisconsin on this March 19th. But if you have travel plans for later today into tomorrow, might want to rethink them or allow some extra time as roads will get dicey across the state of Wisconsin. Keep it tuned here. Our Civic Media weather team will keep us apprised of changing weather conditions as we head through the next 24 hours or so. Dave in New Berlin checking in. Toddster, good afternoon, sir. Well, Davester, good afternoon to you in beautiful New Berlin. How are you this afternoon, Mr. Zommers?
I'm doing well on a Wednesday. Yeah. You know, it's a little rainy. It's a little overcast, so I'm a little low energy.
Low energy, as Trump called Jeb Bush one time. But you do have your beer, cheese, and Green Bay and radio shirt on, beautifully done, with WGBW on the back. A great shirt. If our listeners would like that type of merch, as they say, merchandise, head on over to our website at civicmedia.us. Go to the... So I always forget, is it shop or merch?
Store.
Neither one is store. And you can purchase these and many other fine items. He is beyond priceless to us. He joins us every Wednesday from our nation's capital, a former Republican like myself, a River Falls native, and now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Mr. Trygve Olson joins us on a Wednesday. Trygve, how the heck are you?
Where's Pat?
Well, I was getting to that. He's had it with you, quite frankly, after all the insults with his age. He has said, I'm out of here. I'm gone. No. For people that regularly listen to this show, Up North News Radio is a separate entity than Civic. It airs on Civic, and we consider Pat a part of the Civic Media team, but it's actually produced by the Courier News Service. And so now, apparently, the Courier News folks have decided on a weekly meeting at noon on Wednesdays. So he's going to see how it goes, and he may be able to join us for the end of the show at 10 till every Wednesday. And so that'd be a nice way to wrap it up with a Pat Kreitlow happy ending. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But if it doesn't work out then he may have to change days. We don't know.
If Pat's moving, I'm moving too.
Oh, but see, Kreitlow is going to mess up our whole week now.
No.
He said he goes, but I miss Pat. He said, in all fairness this morning, he told me, he said, I would really miss the banter with Trigby every week.
I know.
So.
Well, maybe I'll have to come on when Pat's on, too.
All right. Well, you're always welcome. You're always welcome. How is the weather out in the nation?
I'm not always welcome everywhere. It's nice to be welcome somewhere.
You're always this welcome is like the here.
This is like the Cheers bar, and I'm Norm.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. How's your week been, Trigby?
My week has been pretty good.
Yeah.
It's allergy season out here. You know, yeah. I never had to allergies until I moved to D.C., and the cherry blossoms come out, and Trigby starts to not.
And that's happening earlier and earlier, right? It's happening earlier and earlier now with the climate change and all that sort of thing. So
all it takes is like 270-degree days. Trigby's sick as a dog for like.
Well, thank you for drinking the electrolytes and coming on. We always appreciate you.
We don't have those in Wisconsin. I say that to people all the time. I never had allergies in Wisconsin.
Well, glad you're here. Lots to banter around today, Trigby. Well, do you do NCAA brackets? Are you a bracket guy during this time of year?
I know absolutely nothing about college basketball.
As much of a football fan as you are, you and Zomers are alike in this.
What I do know about college basketball infuriates me.
I know he doesn't like the whole regional. No,
I could care less.
I have filled out my bracket here. I will divulge later in the show. I'm already regretting some of my picks, but anyway, they're locked in now.
Have they started playing? Did they start playing
the first
today?
Four? There was a couple of games for the first four last night, and there are a couple more today, and then tomorrow the entire tournament gets underway. The Wisconsin Badgers, speaking of, play tomorrow in Denver in their first round game against the Montana Grizzlies. The pregame show will start around 11:30 with the tip-off around 12:30 in the afternoon. Glad you're on today, Trigby, because I imagine our listenership will be very, very low tomorrow. In fact, I'm not sure if I'll be listening. But it happens.
Did you see this thing that I did hear this when I was coming home from hockey? I had ESPN on that the governor of West Virginia is suing the NCAA over them not getting in and North Carolina getting in.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
head of the selection committee or something is the president of the University of North Carolina.
Yes, it's true. That's
100%
true.
They didn't belong in.
Yeah. That was the argument, I think, before everything started. But they played last night in one of these first four games against San Diego State. And I watched the first half of it before I passed out in my chair and went to bed. But San Diego State lost to North Carolina by almost 30 points last night. So North Carolina, North Carolina pounded them. It wasn't even close. So I'm not sure. Maybe North Carolina does deserve to get in. But, yeah, that's true. West Virginia, very salty about not getting in.
Oh, yeah. And apparently that guy sued when he was attorney general the NCAA and won.
Really? Previously.
Like, there's a whole history there.
Yeah. I did not know that. All right. Phone lines are already lighting up for Trigby. We always appreciate that. 855-752-4842. Go to the North Woods and Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, first of all, before you get to your question, do you have snow up there in the North Woods yet?
Oh, not yet. It's pretty gloomy looking, but so far, no snow, and I've got my fingers and toes crossed there won't be.
All right. Very good. Very good. What do you have for us today, Ollie?
Well, mine's kind of a little lengthy. Because your slogan is pursuing the truth wherever it may lead,
yes.
I would like to suggest a new segment for your program called Is It the Truth? Where people could call in and find out if things that they've heard over the radio and here and there is actually the truth. And my question today is, is it the truth is for Trigby. I heard that Elon Musk was installing Starlink in the White House, and I'd like to know if this is the truth, because then he will have link to every all the information coming and going from the White House.
That's a great suggestion for a segment. I really appreciate that, Ollie. We'll take a look at that. B, I do not know the answer to that, Trigby. Do you know a real answer to that?
The New York Times says that that is in fact happening. So if the New York Times is reporting that that's happening, I would say it is probably happening, yes.
All right. Well, there you go. According to the New York Times, Ollie, that is the truth. So Starlink is apparently, according to the New York Times, now linked up to the White House, which Trigby goes to. We saw this in Trump's first term, where he refused to give up his personal cell phone and take a Secret Service phone. You've had more experience with this at higher levels than I ever have. But to protect national security, to protect the president, him or herself, in whether it's George W. Bush or Barack Obama, they have given up their personal cell phone and used a government-issued cell phone through the Secret Service simply to protect national security. Is that not the truth?
Yes, I believe that's the case. So it's interesting here, what I just read in that New York Times piece is that this is not something that went through the normal process, though,
right,
at all.
Just like it,
basically,
just like Trump,
some guy who works for Doge, who also works for Elon Musk's Starlink company, went up on the roof of the Eisenhower office building and started installing Starlink.
Yeah, he triggered alarms.
That's nuts. Okay, yep. It is true, but there is circumstance. It's always about the circumstance. I would guess this raises all kinds of national security questions.
There's a lot of national security questions these
probably
days.
Probably part of it, yeah. There's good reason why there's typically a process for this stuff. But
yeah, and we like I said, we saw this in the first term where Trump was, you know, just talking on everyday cell phone that any of us would get from Verizon or any place else with no kind of security blocks in it. And
no.
Now we have Starlink that is linked up apparently directly to the old White House with no security.
Yeah, the bigger thing for people who are listening, as you know, Todd, I've spent a lot of time around the world working in various places. I think most people get that there are people that are nefarious and want to do harm to the United States of America or take what we have. And the reality is that a lot of these processes, some of them might seem ridiculous, but most of them, and sometimes when you're inside, they seem really ridiculous. But the truth of the matter is that they're set up for good reasons, which is ultimately to protect the people in the United States.
Right.
And so these guys sort of, they're either really naive or they're just plain dumb.
Speaking of dumb ideas, we'll talk about Brad Schimmel and the U.S. of the Wisconsin State Supreme Court race. New news via the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We'll discuss that more with Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project, your phone calls as well. This is the Todd Allball Show, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Wednesday, March 19th, 2025, 21 now, past the hour of 12 noon. Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor of the Lincoln Project, joins us today to discuss issues statewide, nationwide, and worldwide, as always on a Wednesday. Always appreciate him stopping by. Trigby, I want to get to this story in part. We are now less than 2 weeks away from the general election here in Wisconsin, the spring general election happening on April 1st. That's right, folks. No fooling. April 1st. Polls open that day at 7 a.m., open until 8 p.m. But remember, early voting, in-person early voting is on now. And so if you'd like to be an early voter, you can contact your local clerk or go into your local clerk's office and cast a ballot in person. You can check out where your polling place is or where you're registered or if you're registered by going to myvote.wi.org.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Jeez, Todd. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you, Summers. Myvote.wi.gov, as in gov or government. Thank you, Zommers. MyVote.wi.gov. You can check your registration there. As we say, be a voter, have a plan to vote in this very important spring election. So the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning, Trigvi, story by Allison Durr, headline, 2 weeks before Wisconsin Supreme Court election, Schimmel raises Milwaukee vote counting trope. Going to read you a couple of paragraphs and we're going to get Trigvi's take. It says, 2 weeks before election day, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel on a conservative radio show raised the specter of, quote, bags of ballots, unquote, and the potential of fraud, his word, in Milwaukee elections. Despite the well-documented reason the city's absentee ballots are routinely reported late into the night after polls close. Schimmel said, quote, that's what we need to do, get our votes banked, make this too big to rig so we don't have to worry about that at 11:30 in Milwaukee. We're going to find bags of ballots that they forgot to put into the machines like they did in 2018 or in 2024 when U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde was ahead all night and then all of a sudden Milwaukee County changed that, unquote, Schimmel said on another station in Milwaukee. He said, I don't know what happened. I don't know if there was fraud there. There's no way for me to know all that. All I know is we need to turn our votes out. That's the best insulation we have against any potential fraud is to just get our people to the polls, unquote, according to Schimmel. Just after midnight on 2018, more than 47,000 absentee ballots from Milwaukee were added to the statewide total, giving Democrat Tony Evers his first solid lead in the race for governor against the incumbent Scott Walker. Evers eventually won, though the time the city reported its absentee ballots prompted criticism from the Republicans, including Walker. In the same race, Schimmel lost his bid for a second term in the Republican Attorney General's race. And it goes on from there. But Trigvi, I want to get to the facts in this. And the facts is, in Wisconsin, unlike other states, and there's been legislation to try to change this, my former boss, Scott Klug, on this program has called for the Republican legislature to change this, which is, in Wisconsin, local clerks are not allowed to open up absentee ballots and count them prior to the polls closing at 8 p.m. And so it takes a long time. Milwaukee happens to be the largest city in a municipality in the state. They have to do all this after it happens, and then they report it as soon as it happens. So there was also an audit here recently of the last election. We've gone through the 2020 election audit. There has been no evidence whatsoever that there was any major voting fraud in Wisconsin that would have changed the outcome of any election.
No, I mean, it's really disingenuous for him to be saying that. He knows all of that. As you were reading what he was saying, I was thinking this is a little bit like when there was the bipartisan immigration compromise and it got whacked because they wanted to have the issue, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they know full well why the absentee ballots come in late in Milwaukee County. They all know that. But they want to be able to go on and with this narrative that if they win, you know, you hear him talking about Eric Hovde. Eric Hovde lost because he had an undervote from Donald Trump's. Mm-hmm. But you don't hear him saying, well, Donald Trump, you know, we're not sure.
Right.
Right. He knows that. He knows that. And the reality is he's using that because he wants to have an issue to rile people up. And if he loses, it's not because his ideas were worse. It's because the other side cheated. But if he wins, oh, by the way, it's because our ideas are great. It's really disingenuous. It's shameful, really, because it goes at the heart of undermining what our democracy is really about. But to be honest, I don't think people like Brad Schimmel, if as a person, he's just a guy who wants to be. It's not about doing anything. He just wants to be somebody. And I bet wherever it was, where did he go to high school again? It was like, we had that.
Yeah.
Wherever he went, if we had people who've known Schimmel his whole life who speak honestly, they'd say, he's the guy that you go to high school with who, you know, was campaigning to be most likely to succeed.
Right.
Right. Wanted that in the yearbook.
Right.
I mean, he's the guy who went to Badger Boys State and was running for attorney general. Oh, no, wait, that's Scott Walker. He was
running
for governor.
That's the other guy, yeah.
the other guy.
They're pretty much
the same guy, actually. Yeah. If you want to know the truth, at the end of the day,
cut from the same cloth.
And to be honest, they're the guys who think that this. And here's the sad part: the people he's talking to on those talk radio shows, he actually thinks they're idiots.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He thinks he's smarter than them. Right. He thinks he's more clever than they are, because they're all buying his BS.
100%.
Oh, Brad Schimmel, right? That's what BS.
Oh, yeah.
I think you nailed it there, Trigvi. And we got about a minute here before the break, and with Pam Jahnke and the Ag Report. But when we come back, I want you to pick up on something that you said there, which is they're doing this to gin up and turn out their base in the Supreme Court election. And a guy that you know very well, Joe Hendrick, a former legislator, Republican legislator, who's known as a numbers guy. And he published something mm-hmm. this week. And I want you to talk about this because you've had a lot of experience about this as well. And it's a little contradictory to what people may think, in that in past elections, people have said, well, if there's a high turnout, that helps Democrats. Joe Hendrick is mm-hmm. suggesting that a high turnout in this election for Supreme Court may in fact help Republicans, especially in Western Wisconsin, where it could make the difference. And on the other side, we'll tell you why and get Trigvi's take. Don't go anywhere. Agricultural update right now with Pam Jahnke. Weather and sports, we're back after this. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Ready Network. Taking on authoritarians in Eastern Europe, or our former party here in Wisconsin, or just that fellow hockey player that ticks him off, Trigvi Olsen, never afraid to go it alone. Always here with us on Wednesday afternoons. Always appreciate that. Senior advisor now at the Lincoln Project. Trigvi, thanks for being here. Before the break, talking about this Wisconsin Supreme Court race coming up on April 1st. The conservative candidate, or at least that's what he calls himself, Brad Schimmel, raising this trope, as they say in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, about elections in Wisconsin. Say, where did all these ballots come from in Milwaukee after midnight? Well, it's because the Republican legislature won't change the law to allow local clerks to begin processing ballots, absentee ballots, before election closes, like in most other states. And so local clerks have to wait to open up and start processing these ballots until the polls close at 8:00. Milwaukee is the largest municipality, and that's why it takes time to accurately count these ballots. And in every audit that has been done by both, if you remember last election in 2024 on election day, there was a report that one voting machine in Milwaukee County somewhere, a door wasn't quite latched right. And Ron Johnson himself, with his cadre of minions, went down to inspect it himself. And even Ron Johnson came away and said, okay, it was an innocent mistake. They fixed it really quick and there's no problem here. But yet Brad Schimmel continues to put out these lies and insinuations. And Trigvi made the point that part of this is to gin up the base, Trigvi.
Well, it's all about ginning up the base. But the truth of the matter is that, as I said before, he's playing him for idiots. Because that's the guy I'm sure that's the guy he is. I mean, if somebody went to high school with Brad Schimmel, call up. Was he the? I'm sure that's the guy he was.
We'd like to know.
We all know that guy.
One of the guys.
Everybody knows that guy.
Everybody knows a guy like that in their community. I want to go to another guy that we've known over the years. Joe Hendrick, former Republican legislator from Northern Wisconsin.
Joe is not that guy.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying another guy
Joe's
we
not
know.
That guy.
No, Joe's not.
Joe's
that
a great guy.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
Joe's the guy you want at the bar in Minocqua having a beer with you.
Right. There's a piece he wrote for DairylandSentinel.com entitled "How the Spring Electorate Differences Impact Conservative Candidates Vote Targeting." Let me say that again, not screw it up. How the vote electorate differences impact conservative candidates' vote targeting. I'm not going to go into all the nuances here, into the weeds. This is for guys like Trigvy and I who, you know, really like to parse this out. But what Joe did is he divided the state, and the western part in his analysis includes what Trigvy and I would call the old 3rd District Congressional District from St. Croix County, where Trigvy was born, all the way down along the Mississippi River to the Wisconsin-Illinois border in Grant County, and then basically swings to the eastern side, Richland Center, where I was born, and then up through Monroe County and including Eau Claire. And then the northern part of it is roughly Highway 8 east to west. Then it goes over to another part of it in northeastern Wisconsin, which is the Green Bay, Door County area, central Wisconsin, Wausau and the surrounding areas, south central, which includes Madison down to the Illinois line, southeast Wisconsin, which is kind of not quite Rock County, but includes the Kenosha and Racine. Then you've got Milwaukee County proper and the Wow counties. And the argument that Joe Hendrick makes, and he looked at Trump numbers, he looked at Brian Hagedorn, of course, who is a conservative who is still on the Supreme Court, and he broke down all these numbers. And I'm going to skip down to kind of his bottom line analysis, and Trigvy, I want your take on this. And again, this is not necessarily my take or my words, but a person who knows the numbers pretty well. And Joe Hendrick writes this, quote, "For a victory on April 1st, I believe Schimmel's numbers will need to be closer to Trump in the West than they are to Hagedorn. If I'm Schimmel, I'm asking how I can attract Trump voters who live in the western tier of counties, particularly those lower propensity Trump voters who voted in November but typically will not vote in April. The answer lies in understanding what the issues were that drove Western Wisconsin away from Democrats and toward Trump: immigration and boys playing in girls' sports. Painting Crawford as quote-unquote soft on crime is a good issue, and he claims it certainly is true. But is that the issue that will bring out Trump voters in Vernon County, which is in far southwestern Wisconsin? I'm not so sure it is," Hendrick writes, "especially considering that Crawford is spending millions claiming Schimmel coddles bad guys too." Trigvy Olson, what's your analysis of that?
I think he's right. I mean, to a degree. And here's the thing. Like, Joe is the best there is when it comes to Wisconsin numbers, and always has been, even when we were kids back, you know, long ago. Todd, you know that too.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to argue with him on the numbers because I'll lose. And I'm pretty good with numbers.
You are.
In terms of votes too. Yeah. But I think he's right to a point as it relates to the... So if you look at everybody who votes in April elections, right? Then you're looking at who else can you get into the fray, right? And I think he is right that in western Wisconsin, assuming it's a close race, that's where it's going to be decided. And in a place like Vernon County, it's about those low propensity Trump voters getting to turn out. They typically turn out, as he's making the point, around cultural issues. I'm not sure Schimmel is making that directly of a case, although he is trying to disqualify her on some of those, right? Like, he is playing a little bit of that. And you have Elon Musk PAC is trying to make this all about a referendum for Donald Trump. So they are trying. Like, I think they get that they want to turn them out. Quite frankly, I think his whole Brad Schimmel BS about, and in fact, that should be a thing, Brad Schimmel, more BS. His BS about, you know, Milwaukee County, same thing is trying. Now, where I disagree with Joe, although he's right on this too, but I kind of disagree with them. The next most likely to turn out and vote, which is what her campaign is trying to do, is, you know, college students and younger women in sort of, you know, it's the counties with the colleges. Mm-hmm. So it's Eau Claire County, it's La Crosse County, it's Pierce County. they're less likely, even less likely to show up and vote. They voted for Protasevich in a big way because that was a referendum on reproductive choice. I'm not sure that that issue resonates as much as it did either, which the bigger part of Joe's point might just be both of these campaigns are just a little bit off on messaging. And he might be right about that in terms of the voters that may decide this thing. So,
right. And one of the bigger picture points he makes in this article is that typically higher turnouts have meant good news for Democrats. But he's making the argument that particularly in Dane County, the fastest growing county in Wisconsin, much more Democratic leaning, that they're going to be there no matter what. And he's making the point that this race for Supreme Court is going to be won or lost by high turnout of likely Trump voters across the state, but particularly in western Wisconsin.
Well, I mean, the first rule of Wisconsin politics is Dane and Milwaukee County need to be balanced out. But for Democrats, their margins have to be, for a race to be close, Republican margins have to be equal to or slightly greater than in the WOW counties and the Valley, Fox River Valley. I don't know the case on that.
Right.
It's hard to say.
Tom, listening in Florida, says, quote, there is no, he gives us a quote from David Foster Wallace, a novelist, essayist, and a short story writer, quote, there is no such thing as not voting. You either vote by voting or you vote by staying home and tacitly doubling the value for some diehards vote. Well said. Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines quickly.
Yeah, there's like a Rush lyric about that, too.
Really? I didn't know that. All right.
If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. From Free Will by Rush, my favorite song of theirs.
Wow, look at Zommers coming up with the trivia.
Zommers, yeah.
That's fantastic. 855.
Well, that's not surprising because Rush was always thinking man's rock music, so that Zommers would be able to pull it out right away.
855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Prayer to Sack. Mark, we're up against the clock. Mark, if you can make it brief, what do you have?
Yeah, I think in Wisconsin, the abortion issue might be big, or reproductive rights issue might be big. I heard Kate Cox speak yesterday at the rally in Madison, and she's the young woman whose pregnancy had to be terminated, and the delays in actually getting treatment. I won't go into the details of that, but actually led her to not being able to have children. And this was a wanted pregnancy that she had.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave a very passionate speech on that to the people there. And I think, and for the whole bags of vote thing, let's remember back in the day when the Klopfer-Prosser race, I think Kathy Nicholas took bags of votes home with her, and the seals were broken on those bags of ballots. And so that there wasn't the hue and cry back then. There was a little bit of one, but there wasn't the insistence that none of those ballots be counted because who knows what happened, when those seals were broken. So, I mean, this whole disingenuous of Brad Schimmel. Yeah. Yes, Brad Schimmel. Yes, it is. He's just full of it.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you so much. Yeah, again, on its own Wisconsin elections, we can have confidence in the results by all proper audits, and there has been no valid claims or proof of any sort of major ballot fraud in Wisconsin. 855-752-4842. Gene in Eau Claire, listening to WCFW, The Tap. Gene, what say you?
I got the receipts to support the theory of Western Wisconsin, and I'm in a rural area, and I have received 8 11x6 hard cardboard Americans for Prosperity, the AFP, that's a nonprofit organization, one a week. First, they start out with promoting their huge, colorful things, promoting Brad Schimmel, Supreme Court. He protects our communities, supports and defends the Constitution, puts partisanship aside, and both sides are Schimmel. Crossed his arms, looking in his nice suit. What a great guy he looks like. People don't know who he is around here. Standing up for safer communities. It's a different one. Rule of law, rights and freedoms, okay? Mm-hmm. Then we got another one, totally Brad Schimmel. Then they change.
Right.
Then they go to Schimmel. And then Election Day, for early voting, promoting early voting, March 18th.
Gene, we're up against the clock, Gene. I don't want to cut you off. I got the point. You're getting a lot of stuff up there, right? You're seeing. So I mean,
what she's saying about her is weak, weak, weak. Aligned with progressive, extreme. disagreements, weak, endangering public safety, driving up costs, record of partisanship, and they're just nasty about her, but on the other side, it shows him. Anyway, thank you. Bye.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate it, Gene. I think that just Gene's call there, people in these important areas are just getting pounded every day with direct mail. Not to mention, you can't turn on an NCAA game right now, basketball game, and basically every ad is either for or against Shimmel or Crawford.
Yeah. Welcome to Wisconsin, Todd.
ground zero, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you? That's what life's like there?
I know, you're
Where
shocked.
Where were you during the general election?
I know, you were shocked. The point is, everybody should be a voter. I'll certainly be voting for Susan Crawford in this, but, regardless, we want everybody to be a voter, have a plan to vote. Voting begins at 7 a.m. in person on Election Day proper until 8 p.m. Early voting in person is going on right now. Go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov, and be a voter in the April 1st election here coming up, certainly important to the future of Wisconsin. Of course, the DPI, Secretary's race, Department of Public Instruction, is on that as well. Referendums and local races as well. Lots of people fought and died for our right to go to the polling place each time it comes up, and we owe it to them to honor their sacrifice by being a voter. Going to come back, talk about tariffs. Trigby has some info on that. And Trigby, there's a sea perch tournament going on in Milwaukee. I'll tell you about that. We come back as well. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 9 before the hour, 1 o'clock. Zommers, well done. What do you dial up there, my friend?
Free will by Rush.
Very
like
good.
We mentioned.
Very good. Not voting is voting. Choosing to stay
They're
home.
They're Canadians, too.
They are.
They are Canadians. Yeah, the group Rush. Yeah, don't be a voter. Nothing infuriates me more than people that complain about the results of an election. I say, well, who'd you vote for? Well, I didn't vote. Well, then just be quiet. Really, I don't respect people who don't vote.
If you don't vote, don't complain.
As George W. Bush's former communication director in Texas and D.C., Karen Hughes, said in her great book called 10 Minutes from Normal. It's a great read just about people that work on political campaigns, how to communicate with people if you ever get a chance. She said, every election comes down to a choice, and perfect, not on the ballot. And she's so right.
It's true. It's a human endeavor. None of us are perfect.
As it turns out. Trivi, you sent me something this week on tariffs and the Trump tariffs that are going on and how this really impacts people in America, but also specifically in Wisconsin. Talk a little bit about this, please.
Yeah, so I saw this thing on Blue Sky. Mark Cuban had posted it. And this is fascinating. So it estimates the retaliatory tariffs, so the ones that are being placed on Canada in particular, I think in this case, It's how many jobs would be affected in each state. Wisconsin has the largest percentage of any state in the country of jobs that will be impacted at 10. Over 300,000 jobs will be negatively impacted by the tariffs in the state of Wisconsin.
Say that one more time. I want people to get this. Say that again.
10% of the jobs in the state of Wisconsin will be negatively impacted by the tariffs.
Wow. Go ahead.
And here's the thing. Of the jobs that will be impacted in Wisconsin, 77% of those people voted for which candidate?
Donald Trump.
The one who's putting the tariffs on.
Wow.
77%.
Yeah.
10% of jobs. And the reason for that is think about how much ag products, foresting products, paper, all the kinds of things that are made in Wisconsin get exported to Canada.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a killer. The people who won Wisconsin, who gave Donald Trump the victory in Wisconsin, he's basically saying, I don't
care. Screw you. I mean, really?
Yeah.
That's
what he's saying.
It's astounding to me, but not all that surprising, I guess. But
and why are Democrats not talking about this? Mark Pocan, if you're listening, Ben, whoever, right. Like, start talking about it. 10% of the jobs in Wisconsin are going to be negatively impacted.
That is
eight out of 10 of those people voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah. And I think we talked to some on this show.
It's 240,000 of them.
The more that, and I'm not wishing any ill will on anybody. I don't care who they voted for. But I think the sad reality is, as some of these things take effect over time, people will start feeling it. It's just like that. We talked about this. We talked about this guy a couple of days ago, Trigvy, on the show from Milwaukee, who married a woman from Peru, and they just went for their honeymoon in Puerto Rico, and they tried to get back in the country last week, and she got taken away by ICE. And the guy said he voted for Trump, the husband. Well, suddenly now, and he's like, I didn't expect this to happen to me. But as things start affecting people, suddenly people 100%. Wake up. But I'm not wishing that on people. I just think that it's going to take more of that for this to impact them.
Well, here's the other thing. Think about this. If 10% of the jobs in the state of Wisconsin are going to be negatively impacted by the tariffs that are going to go on, NAFTA, Mexico and the EU and Canada, 10% of those jobs, think about how that echoes throughout the economy. Of the state of Wisconsin. And then think about this. Elon Musk and Doge, in eliminating USAID, $3 billion in excess dairy product, well, not excess ag products, including a lot of dairy, gone.
Yeah. And where's our friends, where's Scott Manley at the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce? I don't hear a lot.
Right.
I don't hear 10%. A lot being talked about.
Right. And WMC, why are they not speaking out on this? If these were tariffs being placed by a Democrat administration, would they be speaking out? I don't know. I would assume that they would be against tariffs, period, because it's not good when 10% of the jobs in the state of Wisconsin are going to be negatively impacted by the tariffs. And WMC is staying quiet. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Then they're not a pro-business organization. They're a political extension, or they're scared, or there's something else. But then they shouldn't be manifesting themselves as we're the defenders and champions of business when we're only defenders and champions of business
Where's Speaker Robin Voss? Where's Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu? Where's Joint Finance Co-Chair Howard Markline, who all claimed to be pro-business and pro-agriculture, but yet I haven't heard a thing about them on this?
Or Derek Van Orten, or Scott Fitzgerald, or any of these guys. Glenn Grothman, what's his name? The guy up in...
Tom Tiffany.
Tom.
He wants to be governor. Toxic Tom.
He's kind of forgettable.
Not good if you're running for gov. Trivia's going to stick around and play What's Worse with us involving sleeping. We'll explain on the other side, maybe a little politics as well. It's the All Bowls Show for a Wednesday on the Civic Media. Ready now.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.